Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So is same-sex marriage the next big issue for the Supreme Court? The justices are meeting behind closed doors today to consider 10 cases related to either the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman, or Proposition 8 in California, the voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage in that state. If the court decides not to take that case up, it would possibly make same-sex marriage legal in California within days. Courts there are readying for that possibility. But if the court takes a case that produces an overall ruling that settles the issue once and for all, what does this mean? Emily Bazelon is legal affairs editor for Slate. Emily, welcome.
Thanks so much.
And let's start with California. Now, they had a state law allowing same-sex marriage. Voters, as we said, overturned that in a voter referendum. Then California courts overturned that referendum, supporting the state law on gay marriage, and that's what's before an appeal of that is what's before the Supreme Court. So if the court doesn't take that case from California, will they be saying that a voter-approved referendum against gay marriage doesn't trump state law? What are they saying? How should we interpret that?
If the court leaves the California ruling alone, then they would be saying it was okay for the appeals court in California to say that the voter referendum should be struck down for a very specific reason. And that's because California did allow 16,000 gay couples to get married based on a court ruling. And so what the federal appeals court said was you can't have a right where you let people get married and then take it away.
So might it just pertain to that? Or we're wondering if, again, the Supreme Court decides not to take up this case before them, will they be saying that all states have the right to pass laws either way on same-sex marriage?
They just won't be saying anything at all. They'll be silent on this particular issue about voter initiatives. And so the voter initiatives presumably will continue, both the ones that try to ban same-sex marriage and the ones that approve it. And that will just play out in the political process.
Okay. Well, talk about there's 10 cases, as we said. 8 of them have to do with defense of marriage. We can't go through each one, but give us the overarching idea. What are these cases about?
These cases are all about committed same-sex couples who got married in a state that allows for gay weddings and then tried to apply for some kind of federal benefits. There are actually over 1,000 federal laws in which it's relevant whether you're married or not. And so the Defense of Marriage Act, as you said earlier, defines marriage as the union between a man and a woman for purposes of receiving federal benefits. So these couples were denied things like military health benefits for a spouse, or they had to pay a really big estate tax when their spouse died. Those are the kinds of things at issue.
Well, so these cases, if I'm hearing you correctly, are not about whether there's a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. They're just about whether, you know, Congress can pass a federal law that treats same-sex couples who are legally married under state law differently from married, heterosexual couples.
That's exactly right. This is the incremental step toward recognition of same-sex marriage that the gay rights community has been teeing up for years. And the idea is that we traditionally recognize the states as the principal authority for laws governing marriage. And so why should the federal government step in here and give its own definition of marriage in a way that's more restrictive than the states?
Well, but is there anything before the Supreme Court today in any of these 10 cases where a decision from the court could have some sort of overarching decision on same-sex marriage in general?
It's unlikely, but it's possible. So, for example, the Supreme Court could take the California case, address directly the question of whether we have a constitutional right to equal protection in this country, which means that every state has to recognize gay marriage, and they could issue a sweeping ruling. It just seems like, why would they reach out and do that?
In fact, you and others, analysts, are hoping that this is done incrementally. You'd like to see other cases taken up.
Right. Well, I'm a pragmatist. And so even though there is this core civil rights issue in these cases, and I see that deeply, I also think when you have the country where 40 states have not recognized gay marriage, it could be unwise to push them to recognize it before they're ready. There could be political backlash to that, and it could just sort of prove untenable. Whereas if you let the states move at their own pace toward recognition of gay marriage, that can be a better outcome in the long run.
And Emily, do you think this particular Supreme Court cares about public opinion? Do you think it makes any difference that voters in Maine, Maryland, and Washington legalized gay marriage on Election Day this month? And this is, you know, as opposed to it's opposed to voting on existing bills. These are voters who voted to legalize gay marriage.
Right. This was historic. They were the first state votes from voters approving same-sex marriage. And so in terms of the way they affect the climate in the country, yes, they indirectly affect the way the justices will think about this case. You know, it's really clear that 15 or 20 years ago, the Supreme Court would never have imagined recognizing a right to same-sex marriage. And I think it's equally clear that in 20 years, it will be incredible to imagine that we didn't have this right. So we're at this transitional moment, and that's when shifting a public opinion does have some indirect bearing on the court.
Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor at Slate. We're watching the Supreme Court today. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.